we come back to a beautiful teaching in number 51. The way gives birth to them. Virtue gives them nourishment. Matter gives them shape. Conditions make them whole. Therefore, of all things, none does not revere the way and honor virtue. Reverence of the way and honoring virtue were not demanded of them, but it is in their nature. This is very important to understand. It is the basic essence of what it is to become, as it were, awakened, transcending. The way gives birth, nourishment, to what it means to have any sense of virtue. If you notice, Lhotse places a great deal of emphasis on virtue. Virtue being the goodness of your nature. He is saying this virtue, this goodness, is the very nourishment of your life. It makes everything come into relevancy, to be essential. Of all things, he said, none, and he's saying very few, do not revere the way and honor the great virtue within themselves. They have no reverence for the way. You want to know why your life is the way it is. Why there is ups and downs and deep disappointments. It is because, as I say, we never question our motive for living. We basically live waiting to die. That's it. We try to make everything in our worldly life as pleasant as possible, waiting to die. We don't see any true purpose for our living. What Lhotse is saying is the way gives birth to that. Virtue, goodness in you, nurtures everything and gives shape to your life. It makes the conditions of our life. It is because we have no reverence, no deep respect for life itself. We have a great deal of difficulty maturating our life into our virtue. There is great goodness in you, great beauty within you. But because there is no reverence for that goodness, no reverence for the beauty of the way, maturating yourself into life as the Tao, as love, as goodness. Because there is no interest in goodness, there is only interest in gain over loss. Our whole life is sent out of harmony, and we miss. Reverence of the way, Lhotse says, and honoring virtue . It's not demanded of you to be in virtue, in reverence of the way, but the nature of the way and virtue live within us. It is our natural born state. but we ignore it because the animal, the body, the mind, have no sense of reverence for anything other than that which would serve its purposes. And those purposes, generally are speaking of our survival. So we try to find ways to survive, taking away from others, not understanding why we are here. Do you understand the essential of you, why you are here? You are trying to change your body, your mind, to conform. Maybe to conform to virtue or to conform to some ideal you may have. This will do you no good at all. This is not virtue. You can't change the body and the mind. There are many methods that people have come up with over the years to alter the brain. I used to do biofeedback. It was wonderful. It showed people their ineptness. And some people would calm themselves down and maturate into some state of mind that was more pleasant. But they never really found the core of what it meant to go beyond the body and the mind, to go beyond the ideals of the body and the mind. What is your essence right now? Be with me a moment. What is it you're trying to do? What is the manner of your living, the manner of your way? What are you doing? Are you just taking up time, space, waiting to die? Are you trying to avoid death by keeping your life busy? What are you really doing with your life? Do you revere it? Or do you endure it? If we do not question our state of what we would call life, and begin to understand the futility and the pettiness of the way we think we should be living, then you will never understand the Tao. You will never understand yourself. But worse, you will never find harmony in the world. Never. To find this great harmony, you must begin to realize the reverence for the way and honoring virtue, as Lhotse talks about it. You can't do this through the brain, through thinking. Do you remember this very simple story? Somebody asked Chao Chu, a great Zen master, what did you used to do before you became enlightened? People are always looking for patterns and thinking if they do things that other people have done that have made them different, let's say, or awakened, that they too can have that. Chao Chu said, I used to chop wood and fetch water from the well. The man asked, well, now that you've become enlightened, what do you do? Chao Chu said, I chop wood and fetch water from the well. This man heard this and was very puzzled. Well, what's the difference then? Because everybody wants something better. Now listen to what Chao Chu said. He speaks here of the reverence of the way and honoring virtue. The difference is much, said Chao Chu. Before I used to do many things side by side. Chopping wood, I would think many things. carrying water from the well, I would think many, many things. But now, I simply carry the water. I simply chop the wood. Even the chopping has disappeared. It's just chopping. Carrying the water. Nobody is there. Do you understand what he means? Nobody is there. His reverence for the way and honoring virtue. He does everything you and I would do. We have our chop wood, carry water. But when we have these things, we resent them. We wish we were doing something more pleasant, more fun. We miss. Enlightenment is not the goal. There is no goal. And when Gregory is trying to find a reason or a purpose or a goal, he infuses his biology, his genetics, and he makes them more important than the nourishment of virtue. You have not discovered your virtue. And if you have placed your life in peril due to the fact of trying to find some means to make your body and mind comfortable, secure, you will miss. You will miss the opportunity of what it is to chop wood and carry water. When you meditate, your mind is doing many things. It's going many places. You can't just sit and meditate. There is always the confrontation between your body, your mind, and the meditation. And always the body and the mind work. Work and work until they have your full attention. The story of Bokuchu, who became a master painter, and then his master asked him to quit, to no longer paint any longer. This was a profound moment. Do I give up the notoriety, the fame, the fortune, and become a gardener in my master's garden? Or do I paint and make money, security, fame? Tony Robbins kinds of people would say, to enter into my full potential. No. Bokuchu was a very wise man. He bowed and worked in the garden for years, giving up painting. And then one day when the master saw that virtue was his nourishment, and he had reverence for the way and honoring virtue, he said, you may go back and paint now. Bokuchu said, there is no need for me to paint. I am the painting. This, my dear, whoever is hearing this, is the meaning of our life. It is the essence of everything. It is what matters to become that you cannot be in conflict. In conflict with your body, trying to manipulate it to act the way you want it to act. The mind to think the way you want it to think or not think. You're going to have to chop wood and carry water in this lifetime. I have to, everyone does. All great masters do. But it's the way we do it. This is what matters. To do this, we must find the essential. Lhasa said in the Tao. Observe the simple. Embrace the essential. I say to you, live in simplicity. No argument with your practice. None whatsoever. The essential is the virtue of your loving heart. To give it presence in your life as the essence of your living. And then live in that solitude where you are no longer fighting with your elements, trying to get something that you think will make you feel better. Your happiness. You should always be suspicious of whatever you deem would make you happy. And then, in that solitude, where you are no longer fighting, where you are living in the essence of your virtue, you find the meaning of your life. It is only silence that reveals. Thoughts do not reveal meaning, significance. Only the silence does. And when we are no longer attuned to the noise in our mind, that is when the silence begins to grow. People will tell me, I can't get my mind to shut up. Of course you can't. You trained it to be this way. You were very busy. And what did I always say to you when I was teaching formally? If you were as passive towards your thoughts as you are what I'm trying to teach you, you'd be awakened by now. But that makes no sense to you. You have to be passive towards the noise of your mind. Part of my karma, my consequence, is to realize what I've done to my mind, what I've lived through my body, and how I have missed so much because I was busy doing maintenance work on my body, on my mind. To go beyond all of this, this is the meaning of life. This is the meaning of yourself. Observe the simple. Don't want what's not happening. Don't want what you want. Embrace the essential. Reverence for the way. Honoring the goodness of your being. Just sit honoring that goodness. It is not what you've done, it's where you've done from. Your goodness, your virtue is where your goodness comes from. Honor where it comes from. That is the essential nature. Let's meditate together to embrace what is essential. What is essential? Your virtue of love. Your virtue.